All right, time for second date. Brad went out with Kayla and says that his interest in collecting haunted items might have scared her off. I am very curious to ask you some questions about that, Brad, but we're going to get her on the phone here and find out what's going on. So just hang in the background while I talk to her, okay?
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Hello?
Hi, this is Matt Bradley with K95. I'm looking for Kayla.
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Kayla. Question for you. First off, it's funny to talk to you because my daughter's got the same name, Kayla. And so I'm going to think of her the whole time here. But hey, I know that's weird to start the phone call with that. But listen, I understand you went out with a guy named Brad. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, that's a big yes. I got a question for you, and that is, are you going out with him again?
I'm not entirely sure.
Not entirely sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Did his collecting haunted items scare you off?
Yes, they did.
Yeah? Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about because, you know, I talked to Brad and we were talking about your date and he was telling me that he's got this habit or this hobby, rather, of collecting haunted items. How does that make you feel?
You know, it was extremely unsettling, unnerving, frightening even. It rubbed me the wrong way completely.
How so?
He has an entire basement full of haunted items, or items that he claims that are haunted. And I just, well, as soon as I walked into his house, my aura shifted, my energy was drained, and so I can't be around that 24/7.
Wow, you're talking like a psychic or something there.
I've always had ghost experiences my entire life.
Oh, so you felt the energy in there.
I did.
Wow. Okay, so I don't want you to panic or anything, but Brad's actually on the phone. Brad, you can say hi if you like.
Hey.
Right?
Hi, Brad.
Brad, I want to ask you about the haunted things because I got to get it out of my system here. So you go and you intentionally buy things that are claimed to be haunted. What makes you think, how do you know they're haunted for one?
Well, there's a lot of like different resources, not necessarily like your eBay, but there's like online message boards and stuff that you can kind of like follow sellers like in antique markets and stuff. And you can kind of follow them that way.
What kind of items would I see if I went into your basement of horrors?
Oh, it's not like that scary. But I mean, it's definitely like, you know, it's pretty normal items. They just happen to be in the kind of weirder circumstances. Like, I think I have a yo-yo. I think there's some yeah, and then there's like a music box too that's from like the 1930s.
Does it play by itself? Really, does it make noise by itself?
Oh, I mean, I'm never down in the basement, but I don't know, probably.
I'm just so freaked out by it. I mean, you sleep okay with this stuff in the house? You don't ever hear anything? Do things move around or anything?
No, but if you think about it, give it a couple of years and it's worth a lot. I mean, some people play, you know, collect baseball cards. Some people collect collectible items. It's just another form of like collectible items. I don't really see the big deal.
But I'm trying to get from Kayla's point of view here because she's just patiently sitting on the phone. Thank you, Kayla.
You're welcome.
But, you know, she felt the energy, she said, in there, and I'm thinking I would not want to go down there at night or anything for sure.
Oh, well, I mean, remember that, like, no one's going down there. I wouldn't just suggest it, but I mean, I think it's a little bit of a, like, we're kind of blowing it out of proportion. I mean, it's not like I'm randomly showing people my basement.
Okay.
I think it's all about when I walked into the house. My, like I said earlier, my energy just shifted. All of my energy was drained. My aura was just, I felt really like uneased. And so while I didn't see the basement in person, I felt the energy of the entire house and all of those items.
Wow. But you didn't feel it when you were on the date with Brad, did you?
No.
Okay. Okay. Had he not talked about the haunted items, would you have gone out with him again?
Yeah.
You would have. Okay.
Yeah.
So, hey, let me just be plain and simple here and present my idea, and that is to buy you guys dinner and give you a chance to go out again. Is this something you could get past? Or, I mean, you don't have to go to his house at all. You know not to go there. Could you get together with a second date and see if you do have chemistry or anything? See if it's worth exploring? Maybe he'll sell off the collection later down the road. Sound like he was trying to make some money off of it?
Yes, I would.
You would? Okay.
I would.
All right. Brad, no hunted items at the date.
Okay, I won't bring anything.
Okay, and I want to come see this thing at some point, too. So I don't know if I have the guts to do it, though. So, all right, you guys have fun on your second date. I'll get with you on how to take care of the dinner, and I wish you both the best of luck, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.